Jeremiah chapter 36. And it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, 3522 AH, 520 BC, the son of Josiah king of Judah, that this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, Jehovah, saying, Take to yourself a scroll, and write in it all the words that I have spoken to you against Israel, and against Judah, and against all the nations, from the day I spoke to you, from the days of Josiah, even to this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do to them, that every man may return from his evil way, that I may forgive their evil deeds and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Baruch the son of Neriah. And Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord, Jehovah, which he had spoken to him, upon a scroll. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up. I cannot go into the house, temple, of the Lord, Jehovah. Therefore you go, and read in the scroll, which you have written from my mouth, the words of the Lord, Jehovah, in the ears of the people in the Lord's, Jehovah's, house, temple, upon the fasting day. And you shall also read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. It may be they will present their request before the Lord, Jehovah, and everyone will return from his evil way. Because great is the anger and the fury that the Lord, Jehovah, has pronounced against this people. And Baruch the son of Neriah did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the scroll the words of the Lord, Jehovah, in the Lord's, Jehovah's, house, temple. And it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, 3523 AH, 519 BC, the son of Josiah king of Judah, in the ninth month, Kislev, November, December, that they proclaimed a fast before the Lord, Jehovah, to all the people in Jerusalem, and to all the people who came from the cities of Judah to Jerusalem. Then Baruch read in the scroll the words of Jeremiah in the house, temple, of the Lord, Jehovah, in the chamber of Jeremiah the son of Shaphan the scribe, in the higher court, at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's, Jehovah's, house, temple, in the ears of all the people. When Micaiah the son of Jeremiah, the son of Shaphan, had heard out of the scroll all the words of the Lord, Jehovah, that he went down into the king's house, into the scribe's chamber. And, indeed, all the princes sat there, even Elishama the scribe, and Deliah the son of Shemaiah, and Elnathan the son of Ichbur, and Jemariah the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah the son of Ananiah, and all the princes. Then Micaiah declared to them all the words that he had heard, when Baruch read the book in the ears of the people. Therefore all the princes sent Jehudi the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushi, to Baruch, saying, Take in your hand the scroll in which you have read in the ears of the people, and come. So Baruch the son of Neriah took the scroll in his hand, and came to them. And they said to him, Sit down now, and read it in our ears. So Baruch read it in their ears. Now it came to pass, when they had heard all the words, they were afraid both one and other, and said to Baruch, We will surely tell the king of all these words. And they asked Baruch, saying, Tell us now. How did you write all these words at his mouth? Then Baruch answered them. He spoke all these words to me with his mouth, and I wrote them with ink in the scroll. Then the princes said to Baruch, Go, hide yourself, you and Jeremiah, and let no man know where you are. And they went into the king into the court, but they laid up the scroll in the chamber of Elishama the scribe, and told all the words in the ears of the king. So the king sent Jehudi to fetch the scroll. And he took it out of Elishama the scribe's chamber. And Jehudi read it in the ears of the king, and in the ears of all the princes who stood beside the king. Now the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month, Kislev, November, December. And there was a fire on the hearth burning before him. And it came to pass, that when Jehudi had read three or four leaves, he cut it with the penknife, and cast it into the fire that was on the hearth, until all the scroll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. Yet they were not afraid, nor tore their clothing, neither the king, nor any of his servants who heard all these words. Nevertheless Elnathan and Deliah and Jemariah had made intercession to the king that he would not burn the scroll. But he would not listen to them. But the king commanded Jeremiel the son of Hamalek, and Sariah the son of Azriel, and Shelemiah the son of Abdeel, to take Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet, but the Lord, Jehovah, hid them. Then the word of the Lord Jehovah came to Jeremiah, after the king had burned the scroll, and the words which Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, Take to yourself again another scroll, and write in it all the former words that were in the first scroll, which Jehoiakim the king of Judah has burned. And you shall say to Jehoiakim king of Judah, This is what the Lord, Jehovah, says. You have burned this scroll, saying, Why have you written in it, saying, The king of Babylon will certainly come and destroy this land, and will cause to cease from there man and beast. Therefore this is what the Lord, Jehovah, says of Jehoiakim king of Judah, he will have no one to sit upon the throne of David. And his dead body will be cast out in the day to the heat, and in the night to the frost. And I will punish him and his descendants and his servants for their sin, and I will bring upon them, and upon those who live in Jerusalem, and upon the men of Judah, all the evil that I have pronounced against them. But they did not listen. Then Jeremiah took another scroll, and gave it to Baruch the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote in it from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim king of Judah had burned in the fire. And there were added besides to them many similar words.